mood is so higher than that of Brahma, Shankar and all others, Jaya Vijaya and others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to sprinkle this mercy. And if you are in the line of Mahaprabhu, then you should try to accept and try to take it in process. And if you have no greed and nothing, then you should give up this line and go to Shankar Sampradaya, Shunyavadi, or you should go to Ramanuja, Madhva and others. You should not be in this line. Then, Shukadharma, Eimat Chaitanya Krishna Purna Bhagavan, Yugadharma Parvartan Nahe Tarkam. 37.
Just as these desires are the fundamental reason for Krishna's appearance, whereas destroying the demons is only an incidental...
Only not that. Nam Sankirtan. Yugadharma.
Just as these desires are the fundamental reason for Krishna's appearance, whereas destroying the demons and establishing Yuga Dharma is only an incidental necessity, so for Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, promulgating the Dharma of the age is incidental.
Yes. Then come 230. Now come to this slope. Radhaya pranay mahima kidrisho va neiva aswado jena adbhut madhurima kidrisho ma saukhan chasya madan bhavata kidrisho vatti lobha tadbhavadda samajani sati garbha sindhu hari. I am explaining all these things, that you are all senior devotees of Swamiji. I think that you are attached to Swamiji since 20 years, 10 years, 24 years, and hearing so many things. But you have not gone deeply to these things. Now you should at least hear and then decide after. But you should know that Swamiji has explained like this, the verses of Chaitanya. So what is the translation of this slok?
Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love and the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sati Devi, as the moon appears from the ocean.
What is now? Who can explain? Can you? What are the three desires? More loudly, please.
Radhika,
she is Prema Joy. So Krishna, of love.
Krishna is the
object of
love.
And Radhika
and
is
the abode of love.
Yes.
Prema Joy. So in loving relationship between Srimati Radhika and Krishna, then Krishna is observing that the love of Srimati Radhika is thousands of times greater than my own love. So he is trying to understand
why.
Why?
Krishna love is divided into fractions, not one
pointed.
Krishna has so many devotees. In Dwarka, so many wives, so many children, here, there, Gaja and Grahi, you know.
Elephant and crocodile.
Also, and so many devotees are of Krishna. So he will have to look after all. But Radhika, his alone affection for all, or only for Krishna. No husband, no children, nothing else. One undivided whole frame will be with Krishna. But Krishna, love and affection is divided since so many. If you will go to Dwarka, you will see that his love and affection is divided in soul 16,100. Not only that, all children in Pandavas, in Kuntis, here, there. But Radhika, only one Krishna. So, the love and affection of Radhika to Krishna is undivided and full, and it is to Krishna. So Krishna realizes this, that the love and affection of Radhika is more superior than me. And then, what is that? He wants to know. If you have no prema, love and affection for Krishna, and if Krishna comes to you, what will you do? What will you do? If you have no love and affection, but Krishna comes to you, what will you do? To sit or what? He comes in midnight, and you are at that time sleeping. Oh, you should wait, I am now sleeping. What you will tell? Will you believe that he is Krishna? Or any artificial person?
Will you believe that he is Krishna?
So many doubts will.
He comes.
What?
Not without bhakti.
If no bhakti, then you will be like Kamsa. Krishna saw Jarasandha and Kamsa, Duryodhan. They saw Krishna. They met Krishna. But no love and affection, so they became opposite to Krishna. They wanted to kill Krishna. So Krishna is not object. Krishna, love is object. Then Krishna is so much. Understand this thing? You should know all this. So, Krishna prem prayojan, Krishna sambandha, then avidheya, and then prem prayojan. So, Krishna is thinking, and then second,
that Krishna, Srimati Radhika sees tasting the sweetness of this four sweetness.
Yes. All sweetness. Especially four. But all sweetness. Lacks and lacks kinds of sweetness.
First, this is Rupa Madhuri. That one time Leela said that Krishna, he was in Dwarka and he was looking at a pillar and seeing his reflection, then he became stunned at his own beauty. He became completely spellbound and amazed. And he was wondering. He was wondering at his own beauty. So similarly, because Srimati Radhika is Ashray, Prema Ashray, he is the abode of love. But for Krishna to try and experience the same
if Radhika mood is not there, anyone cannot test the beauties and all the sweetness of Krishna. And as much as it will be more and more, this mood of Radhika, Mahabhava, and more than this, they will test the all the fitness of Krishna. Otherwise, no. So Krishna is object and she is abode. So Krishna wants that abode, that mood of Radhika. And what happiness comes by testing all this fitness? Only Radha knows, anyone knows. Because Krishna have a darshan of Radhika, but he is not mad. He never becomes mad. But Srimati Radhika, seeing Krishna, new, and she becomes like mad. So Krishna wanted at that time that I should have the mood of Radhika and beauty of Radhika. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling here, e sab siddhant kahite na juay, na kahile keho ihar anta nahi pai. Go on.
All these siddhants, all these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public, but if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them.
What is the meaning? If Krishna Das Goswami is realizing all these things, anyone cannot know it by their own intelligence. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling that for this reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And I know by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami all these things. If I am not telling to others, then how they can know? So I must tell. But it should not be told in general. Never, never. What to do? Go on, second. Atayo?
Yes. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not.
For revealing, he is telling, and for fools not. They will not understand all these things. They will have no honor for this to understand. So he is telling for only who has indulgence, some greed, some honor. And those who are foolish, like donkeys, they will reject. Like crow, camel. What camel does? If he goes in a very beautiful garden, there are full of mangoes and other things, coconut and other things, and also a thorny tree there. He will go to thorny tree and he will take thorns, and blood will come, and he will, oh, very tasteful, very delicious. But he will have no taste in mangoes. Like crows, they will sit on neem tree, not on mango tree. They cannot taste. And they will kong kong. And kokil?
Kakubar.
Oh, testing the manjaris of and the sweet fruit of mind. So he is telling from for whom? Go on.
Anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions.
Go on.
All these conclusions are like the newly grown twigs of a mango tree. They're always pleasing to the devotees, who in this way resemble cuckoo birds. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics. Therefore,
understand all these things? Try to go deep and understand.
Therefore, there is a special jubilation in my heart. For fear of them, I do not wish to speak. But if they do not understand, then what can be happier in all the three worlds?
What? What he is telling?
Kaviraj Goswami is feeling special jubilation in telling Harikatha, Rag Bhakti, Radha Krishna, Nitya Leela, and the reason for Mahaprabhu's coming. And he'll tell, even if some cannot understand, goes in one side and out the other, no harm, but those who have the greed and honor for it, it will stay in their hearts, and that gives Kaviraj Goswami great jubilation.
Yes. He thought that, oh, I should not disclose all these things to camels and crows. But if I am telling, then they will have no taste. They will boycott me and they will go away. So I will tell frankly, I will have to tell. For whom? For customers. Those who have some greed for me. So now he is telling, without fear. So we are in his generation. He is our guru. We should follow this. Realizing and telling, not to crows and camels, but for devotees, pure devotees. Then, what is the time?
7:30.
Go on.
Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees, for the satisfaction of the devotees, I will speak without hesitating.
Go on.
Once Lord Krishna considers within his heart, everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of all rasas. All the world derives pleasure from me. Is there anyone who can give me pleasure?
Krishna is thinking in himself, thinking. When he despaired from this world and he is in Golok Vrindavan and he is thinking.
One who has 100 times more qualities than me could give pleasure to my mind. One more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha alone I feel the presence of one who can give me pleasure. Although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, and although it gives pleasure to the three worlds, seeing Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes.
What Krishna is telling? Srimati Radhika is more qualified than me.
100 times qualified.
100, not 100, unlimited times.
There is 10 million.
So, and then go on.
The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani.
Come just down here. 209. Krishner Sahaya Guru Bandavi Prayasi Gopika Hayan Krishna Priya Shishya Sakhi Dasi. Krishna is admitting this fact.
The gopis are the helpers, teachers, friends, wives, dear disciples, confidants, and serving maids of
Guru
Lord Krishna.
Also, who is the Guru of Krishna in loving matters?
Right.
Oh.
Radharani is my prime guru,
yes,
and I am her dancing disciple.
This is?
And her love makes me dance in many novel ways.
So we should know that Krishna admits himself that Srimati Radhika is my prime guru, and I am disciple her. So if anyone telling, I am telling what? What opposite of Shastra Siddhant? It is okay. But how we should realize all these things? Then go there.
Although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes, because of me, I am charmed by the nectarine taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. Thus, although I am the source of the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis, I find them contradictory.
What is contradictory? Now you should come to this point. Krishna is telling that Srimati Radhika is my guru. Srimati Radhika touched more than me, 100 times. If I touch Radhika, I become
full.
If I remember Radhika, oh, excessive, so much honor. So Radhika is in all ways, she is superior. But one thing, when I go very bottom deep, then I think that everything is
contradictory.
Oh, there is something in me that which makes Radhika mad. I never become mad. So there must be something in me. And what is that? Only Radhika knows. And I want to realize this thing. And that is, I want to take the mood of Radhika, the Mahabhav of Radhika. This is the main reason that Krishna became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika. And then he went to
Godavari.
Where?
South India.
To Vishakha, the dearest Sakhi of Srimati. And he was admitted in his school. Then Rai Ramananda, like Vishakha, he took admission of Krishna, and you should wait here 4 or 5 days, and then I will teach you all these things. And then gradually he told all these things, and there Krishna then was satisfied. So he knew all these things. He also became like Mahabhav Rasaraj mood, the highest thing. And then he returned to Jagannath Puri in Gambhira. And then he practiced practically and he tested all these things. We should know all these things, try to follow all these things. Then our life will be success, and then we will be fortunate enough to be in the line of Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Swamiji. Otherwise, Gaur Pramana. This is some essence of this. There are so many things I told some. Only to create some greed.
Tomorrow we will travel to the Patatangal. Tomorrow bus will come 3:30 a.m. and we have to proceed from here at 4 a.m. So we have to pack our luggage tonight while before 3:30.
Yeah. Very good. Do you want to make a note?
I did want to say everybody should be ready at 4 o'clock to get on the bus so we can make to the airport on time and everybody can make their connecting flight.
We will not wait. If anyone is left, we will give up. Oh, you should remain here. Be careful, very careful.
I also wanted to thank everybody who helped so much to make this wonderful program successful. Sundaraj, he worked so hard yesterday. Ravini Shakti, she decorated so much.
Gurudev.
Manjari.
Gurudev. She decorated all day.
I couldn't get a flight with my air company tomorrow, so I am flying the day.
And also I am happy that so many senior devotees coming here without invitation, anything coming. Out of love and affection they are coming. So I pray to Swamiji and to Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They should sprinkle their mercy to all those who have joined here.
Tomorrow is the local devotees. Sri Prayojan Prabhu will be here tomorrow also. His plane will leave day after tomorrow. So you are invited to come here and attend his class. What time that will be?
There is no class in Los Angeles tomorrow.
In Los Angeles, no class tomorrow evening, only small, sweet reception, and then we will go and take rest.
Also, so much.
6:30?
So for Manjari, oh, she is doing so well, thank you, and helping us.
6:30
we'll have class.
Tomorrow evening, 6:30, everyone is welcome.
One Kirtan. Oh, Krishna Das.
शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु पास भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल वर्ल्ड टू श्री श्री राधा गोविंद गोपीनाथ एंड मदन मोहन एंड ऑल ग्लोरी टू दी भक्त ऑफ लॉस एंजल एंड assembled from whole world like. It is a very wonderful thing that of so many devotees you have assembled in this Los Angeles airport. I have seen in the letter of Swamiji, I now remembering, in one letter he wrote me that, oh, when I reached anywhere, perhaps Los Angeles or where, I don't remember. Oh, hundreds of devotees with kartal, shankha,
mridanga,
and kirtan.
Garland, flaha.
They were standing in the airport to receive me. Now I am seeing that by His mercy, oh, so many devotees eagerly waiting for me. I know that I am not qualified. Swamiji was so much qualified. But He has made the platform that I came, and so many devotees are here. I know that wherever I went, in my tour, in Brazil, in Costa Rica, Venezuela, Miami, and
Italy,
wherever I went,
Honolulu, Houston,
oh, all were so much inspired, and it seems that all are eagerly waiting for me to hear something. Like a plant, if no water and going to die, dry, and if a cloud comes from the sky and gives some water, again they become
New life
and green. So wherever I went, I told so very little Harikatha. But even they were all inspired. So this was the order of my Shiksha Guru. Also my order of my Gurudev, that you should preach everywhere. Especially Swamiji requested me to come to Western countries and help His devotees. He requested me repeatedly, especially in His last death. And after talking with me, He stopped talking at all, and He never talked with any material person or any this person. And Radha and Krishna conjugal took Him to the transcendental place there. At that time He ordered me, requested me that you should help my devotees. That is why I want to carry his order. Everywhere going, that wherever he went, that place became O Tirth Mahatirtha. So my two purposes, one purpose is to touch the lotus dust of his feet and see his glory everywhere, in mountain, in barren lands, in forest, everywhere, in midst of sea like Hawaii, here and there I saw. And I was very wondered. Very soon he, very short time, he preached over the whole world, wrote so many books. And again he ordered me better. You should waterize it, prepare, and help my devotee. That is why I come, only to carry his order. Though I am insignificant, or I am not qualified, unqualified. But when I made up my heart that I should carry his orders, and all began to hear me and listen. From tomorrow we will have classes. And after that we will go to Bejar. And so many new devotees will come. They will give you good service there. I think that all you collectively serve them, those will come there, give accommodation, so that our classes would be so good.
So, some devotees come from Miami also.
Miami?
Yeah.
This girl?
Yeah.
Thank you. So many from
so many countries.
Today, from tomorrow, we will speak. So many thanks to you all, and my heartly blessings to you all. That Krishna should be merciful to shower his mercy to all. And you should be ideal devotees. Ideal devotees. I also pray Mahaprabhu, who has taken the beauty and incentive mob of Srimati Radhika, and he has come, descended only to sprinkle his mercy. What mercy? Not regulative bhakti only, spontaneous love he wanted to be. And he instructed Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Goswami to be. So I pray them to sprinkle their mercy to you, that you should come in the line of a spontaneous love, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. Gaur Prema. Now we should go.
Chalo bhai.